Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has once again launched our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we've talked about a lot of different situations throughout the years where the so-called Grinches have tried to stop Christmas. I remember we talked about a principal one time that wasn't allowing children to use the colors red and green to talk about Jesus or even have candy canes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because
the candy canes represent, they have a symbol in terms of what the white and the red stands for.
Right. She was saying, okay, Olaf is okay, but you can't talk about Jesus or all that. I mean, so even in the schools, you have to watch what's going on with these kids. And of course, every year we have nativity scenes. These atheist groups come out in full blast trying to shut down these nativity scenes. We had two great wins in Indiana where this happened, where they were trying to remove nativity scenes from public property. And let's just say Jesus won in those.
Yeah, we won in both of those cases. That they were brought by the ACLU against two Indiana counties. These were annual nativity scenes that had been up every year for many, many years, and they ended up finding some atheist plaintiffs, and they filed suit. We ended up defending both of these counties in Indiana, and ultimately won at the Court of Appeals, and eventually these cases were dismissed by the ACLU. They had to pay some minor cost in the case to us for bringing these cases, which we won. But this year... these nativity scenes in these Indiana counties will continue the tradition of celebrating the real reason for the season. And I think, you know, the question is sometimes asked, why is it important? Why is it important that you have a nativity scene? Or why is it important that they refer to a tree as a Christmas tree rather than a holiday tree? And the reason is whether it's in the private retail market where they censor Christmas and remove it and try to rename Christmas trees to holiday trees, or whether it's in the public square where they want to exclude a nativity scene from public property. The fact of the matter is, the result is, it results in the exclusion of Christian viewpoints, Judeo-Christian viewpoints, from either the private or the public sector. And that begins to establish an agenda, a hostility, I should say, to people of faith. I mean, and matters of faith.
I mean, the whole holiday, it's about celebrating Christ's birthday, right? So why do you want to take him out of his own celebration? It's like saying, okay, it's your birthday, but we're not going to mention you. We'll do all these other things around you, but we're not mentioning you. Well, it's Christ Mass, and Jesus said, you know, I mean, his name is above every name, and it will offend people. And we see that come out in, you know, at Christmas time with these nativity scenes or with saying Merry Christmas or things like that, there are those that are offended because it is the name above every name.
You know, look, Jews celebrate Hanukkah during December. I have no interest in renaming Hanukkah or pretending like it doesn't exist. That just doesn't make any sense. Christmas is a national and state holiday. It's recognized in all the statutes of the state and federal laws, and it's been recognized for many, many years. It is a wonderful, joyous time. But, you know, many years ago, we have been involved first in the public sector where these nativity scenes were challenged. Right. In fact, that was one of the things that ultimately, when I was a pastor, in addition to pro-life issues, which really was the catalyst for me moving from the pastoral pulpit to the legal ministry, but one of the things that frustrated me also as a pastor before I became an attorney is every year, as a layperson, seeing these threats by the ACLU to remove nativity scenes. It made no sense, and it angers a lot of people because it's not right to just simply eliminate these nativity scenes and put other things there, candy canes, snowman, Santa Claus, and so forth, Christmas trees, and so forth, but eliminate Christmas. And so the fact is, we first got involved at Liberty Counsel with regards to the public display of Christmas symbols. And clearly what the law is that if it's a publicly sponsored nativity scene, when I say publicly sponsored, it means that the city or the county, the governmental entity, is actually putting up the nativity scene on public property. It's not open to the general public to bring their symbols there. It's controlled by the government. That those nativity scenes, sponsored by the government, on public property, are constitutional so long as they also include some other secular symbol of the holiday. So you can have the nativity scene with Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. You can have the three wise men, the shepherds. You can have all of that, the angels, as long as somewhere nearby you also have some secular symbol of the holiday, like the Christmas tree, the reindeer, Santa Claus, something like that, or Frosty the Snowman nearby.
Right, and from a legal perspective, you go all the way back to the Supreme Court decision in Lynch versus Donnelly, where Chief Justice Warren stated that you do have the right to put these nativity scenes on public property.
Yeah,
right?
You do have the right. And that's been the law of the land for some time. And so what happens is groups like the ACLU, and more particularly now the more radical one, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they send out these misinformed, misrepresenting letters, particularly the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And they will literally distort what the law actually is.
They're like scare letters, yeah.
And they're trying to scare these governmental leaders into just simply caving and removing the nativity scene. That's what they did in Indiana. Mm-hmm. But the Indiana officials said no. They reached out to Liberty Council. We defended them at no cost, and we won. So you can have these publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property as long as you have a secular symbol of the holiday nearby. The same kind of theme happens in a school. If the school has a school-sponsored holiday concert, choral, or some kind of pageant, if it's school-sponsored and it's not student-initiated, then it's the same thing. You can have the majority of the songs, Christian songs of the holiday, the First Noel, Silent Night, for example, as long as you also have some secular songs sprinkled throughout the presentation, such as I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, or something of that nature. Now, if it's private on public property, where the government has a forum that they open up for private individuals to temporarily display their signs or their symbols, then those do not need any kind of secular symbol or writing with it, because it's private on public property. The same thing would be for students in school. If they have a student-initiated a talent show or a student-initiated concert where the students select their own songs or their own presentation, then that can be decidedly Christian without any specific secular component to it.
Right. And, you know, on our website every year, we put up a naughty or nice list from a retail perspective on those particular retail operations that either support or don't support Christmas. Either it's a holiday tree or holidays or a Christmas. They actually say the word, you know, and so we have that available too, that people can support those retail operations that do support Christmas, and they can also give a pleasant comment to those who don't.
Right, so don't ever take it for granted.
Yeah.
It may sound trivial, but it's not. In fact, a number of years ago, the reason why we started the Naughty and Nice list is that we found many of these Christmas trees in the retail market were called holiday trees. Yet they don't celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. They don't celebrate the New Year. They don't celebrate Thanksgiving. They celebrate Christmas. They're not holiday trees. They're not just generic holiday trees. They're Christmas trees. But they were called holiday trees. The Christmas lights were called holiday lights. And there was one magazine, color magazine, from one retailer, a national retail chain. And it had a section on Hanukkah, it had a section on Kwanzaa, and then it had a section on Christmas, but not the word Christmas. It was all called holiday. Everything was a holiday lights, holiday Christmas tree, holiday this, holiday that, a holiday tree.
This is Christ Mass, Christ's birthday celebration.
So we began to reveal these retailers. We had the naughty list, and it was actually fairly long at the time, and the nice list, which was not as long. And over the years, the customers made a difference because the naughty list shrunk and the nice list increased, where these retailers got the message And they ultimately reversed themselves.
Right, and people spoke out, which is what you should. You know, call them up, send them an email, a pleasant email, and say, listen, I really would appreciate if you would, you know, if I'm going to use my spend my money at your place, at least acknowledge it's Christmas.
Yeah, so, you know, if they say something nice to you regarding Christmas when you're checking out, or you hear good music, or you see something about Christmas, thank the people about that. And on the other hand, tell them, if you don't see that, why you're going to patronize their competitor. Right. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas. That's lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.